Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's his first start. We can say whatever we want. It's his first start. And, you know, he's a gunslinger. He wants to go out there and take everybody on. And I'm sitting there going, hey, it's cool to be a gunslinger, but the best gunslingers are old gunslingers. And the way to become an old gunslinger is you don't take everybody on. You take the guys on when you have to take them on. He'll be more patient. And he'll be better in the next one. Oh, my goodness. You know how hard it is to get a shutout? That's big. In today's game, and here's the other thing. If you look at the last 5 or 7 minutes of the game, the ones weren't out there. Those were the twos and the threes battling for that shutout. So to get that shutout, that's a great deal. It wasn't a good job. That's a great job. I've got a list of a whole bunch of teams. I'm not going to read them because they're not my teams, of upsets. They got so-and-so beat so-and-so, and so-and-so. Are you kidding me? And so-and-so beat so-and-so. And all those guys were all favored, and all those guys are going home now, and they wish they had an ugly game where they won. But you know what? Coaching matters too. And what games like this really takes the coaches out of it until you're right here at the game. And then now you can make adjustments, which are correct, but now the young men didn't have an opportunity to practice those adjustments. And now they have to be right. And normally it takes the offense a little bit longer in that situation to adjust than a defense. But I tell you what, I'm happy we got the win. That football team is happy. Our job was to be 1-0 with a chance to be 2-0, and we've done our job.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. Universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there and join the militia. We appreciate that. We're the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. The Orange snuffed the Flames in a 24-0 shutout to open the season. They start 1-0, obviously. At the end of the day, the W is a W. Good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent. And we're going to go over all of that. We apologize for being late. Well, actually, I don't apologize.
I'll apologize.
Okay, Joe, let's hear it.
I apologize for being late.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because
I was traveling.
Joe was traveling. He got back a little late, and he was whooped. That's understandable, right? So we'll give Joe a pass this time. So because of that, what we are going to do is we are going to also give you the Maryland pregame, which, you know, we wouldn't do normally. So, but anyways, all that's irrelevant.
Yeah, just a different schedule for this week. Making accommodations. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So, Joe, let me ask you something, buddy.
What's up?
If you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or keep walking?
Probably look a couple ways first.
You'd look before you picked it up. Okay, well, fair enough. Of course you take the money. Yeah. So why do you, Joe, keep picking winners and not betting on them? Or do you? You must not.
I tried.
You tried. Okay.
Well, I went to the sports book when I was up in Syracuse. You're not allowed to bet in-state teams, so I wasn't allowed to bet the Syracuse game.
Really? That's the rule. That's the law there.
Couldn't even bet Army.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a New York State team.
That is crazy. Okay. Well, you know, I go to my bookie because it's fast.
I should have went
there.
Easy.
That's right. And you could have done whatever you wanted online there. You could have bet on Syracuse there. It's easy. And they pay when you win. So let's face it. Where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, of course. And I wouldn't be telling you guys this if I hadn't bet with them myself. I do still have a wallet over at my bookie. So do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, bet with my bookie. did you know you could bet on games after kickoff? If by the second half, if by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you can always just take the other side. What do you think about that? That seems unfair to my bookie. But if you're the kind of guy or gal that likes to bet a little and win a lot and try a parlay, if all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now and my bookie will double your first deposit. Use the promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R, to activate that offer. That's promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R. Did I say that the first time? I hope I did, because it's
CHAIR. Yeah, I hope you did too.
Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, and if you do win, you get paid. So that is that. Thank you, MyBookie. Okay, so where was I? Oh, a couple quick announcements, briefly. Not really, kind of. So Sam Heckel went down during the game against the Flames. And his status is currently questionable heading into the Maryland game. And so it was late in the first half. And it ended up flipping Vetterello from right to left tackle. And Cervais, obviously, he went under center. That's what he's used to anyway. And then they brought Ryan Alexander in and put him at right tackle. And we'll get into this a little bit, I guess, but we're talking about it now. I mean, there was that one run. That one was a 42-yard run by Moneal. That was sprung by Hackett and Alexander, if I'm not mistaken. So Alexander did his job there. But anyway, besides the point, cohesion on the offensive line. We talked to Tyler in our last podcast leading up to regular season.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said it's so much more important on the offensive end than it is on the defensive end. And it showed a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They still got to put in some work. So, again, usually it's defense is usually ahead of the offense when you beginning of the season. So, expect everything to get a little bit better.
Yeah. And we'll get into that a little bit. But McKinley Williams, who has not seen any action yet, did something during training camp. He's likely out with that injury that he suffered there. But good news, Josh Black was named ACC Defensive Lineman of the Week. So congrats to him on that. So, you know, look.
Four tackles, two sacks.
Yeah, and all in all, Joe, I mean, on both sides of the ball, it was all but predicted. I feel like, I mean, the struggles that we thought were going to be the struggles were the struggles. And then the successes that we thought were going to be the successes were the successes. So between the offense and defense, the Syracuse offense struggled. But despite that, they did total 368 yards of total offense to Liberty's 234. Moneal was obviously the star of the offense with 143 total yards, 89 on the ground, and one of those a 42-yard touchdown run. He caught three balls for a total of 54 yards. DeVito struggled a bit in his first start, is to be expected, you know.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
beginning of the season jitters, whatever you want to call it. 17 for 35 for 176 yards, two interceptions, and zero touchdowns. But the defense, 14 tackles for a loss. Eight of those, over half of those, were sacks. Negative four rushing yards, which is the first time since UConn in 2012, and I believe it was the first true road game with negative rushing yards for Syracuse since 1991. So, I mean, just phenomenal.
Yep.
The four turnovers altogether that extended the streak to 15 games where they have at least one. And Lakeem Williams, he led Syracuse with 11 tackles, including 2.5 for a loss. 1.5 of those, sacks, recorded as sacks. So, anyway.
Yeah, he had a good game.
The defense, Joe, I mean, holy cow. I mean, did they not make you proud or what? I mean, I thought it was... So,
yeah.
I expected more out of the offense, and I expected maybe a little less out of the defense, but I guess it kind of equaled out. I mean, what did you see, Joe, going into Maryland and dealing with offensive line issues coming into the Liberty game and now dealing with questionables at, you know, with Sam Heckel and not even having that? I mean, how do you see that? Does the practice, are we going to get better there? Is the cohesion with Sam Heckel out? Is that going to...
Yeah, well, I think you can always get better as the season goes on. I think a lot of it goes into the expectations of the known and the unknown. I think we knew that from the talks and all the returning players that were coming back from last year on the defense, that our defense was going to be pretty good. And Liberty is 2 years removed from D1AA, so I think that their offense will, you know, be a little bit better against some other defense. But we definitely showed out. And I think that their defense ended up probably being a little bit better than what we thought they were going to be. With Hugh Freeze coming in and getting some of the transfers and JUCO guys, even if there are two stars, at D1, like Liberty was just had a bunch of roster, like the roster was filled with D1AA guys, you know? So D1AA doesn't get those type of recruits. So just anything, a low level D-tackle JUCO is going to be a step up from what they had last year. So, and I know that they brought in a bunch. So I would venture to say that Liberty's defense is a little bit better than what we thought it was going to be, what we talked about. And again, that was another unknown. And then our unknown of what our offense was going to be.
So with that said, they didn't know how to really prepare. Obviously, Coach really just took a shot in the dark. He looked at some tape of Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss. He took some tape of Liberty from last year and kind of formulated some kind of hybrid of what he thought his offense should do. Eventually ended up breaking out a two-back set and ended up having some success with that.
So right.
I don't know. Do you think he wanted to reach into that?
No, I don't think he did. And I think that there's other things that, again, he didn't reach for either. I think that they wanted to be as vanilla as possible, but at the same time, he knew it was going to be difficult. And I think that it was a kind of a challenge to him and the coaches because they really didn't know. They were going to have to make the changes on the fly. They didn't have tape on them. So I bet you if they had a year of tape of that team and their defense and what they were going to do, then they would have been able to have a more solid game plan. And also, our defense played so well that we didn't really need to take out the bag of tricks, or DeVito at some point didn't have to try to throw the ball down the field. And we were just kind of running and trying to pretty much impose our will and, you know, just our depth and just, you know, how we run plays a lot and go fast. So I think they ended up getting tired. And again, like you said, with the way our defense played. So I think it was a fine win. And honestly, I'd rather a win like this than, I mean, obviously you want to see, you'd like it to see better, but the last thing that I really wanted this year was them to go into this game and absolutely demolish them like what Maryland did to Howard and then be overconfident going into the Maryland game. So hopefully this is a wake-up call. And again, it's a new team with a new coach with some new players. So again, I think we're going to have one game to try to look at their tape and try to figure it out. But that's the struggles of this year, especially the first two games, being on the road and being against two teams with new coaching staffs and new personnel and new systems with not a lot to go off of. So so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
I just don't take too much out of that game.
You can't, and, you know, we can make – I'm not making excuses. It is the truth that they didn't know how to prepare the offense. Obviously, Taj Harris, I mean, there's
– Tristan Jackson. There's some timing issues.
Those guys had minor injuries during camp. You know, we don't really know how much they really work together on a consistent basis there. Some balls were thrown. I think there was a ball thrown over the left shoulder of Tristan Jackson. He was looking over his right shoulder for it. And there was a couple of, like, little miscues like that. You saw, I think, Taj Harris hit his chest one time. He knew he did something wrong. So that's kind of stuff gets ironed out. And yeah. I think that
that's the growing pains.
Yeah. But here's my concern, and I'm not trying to leapfrog here, but in a week and a half, just about, we've got Clemson. And I mean, they had their own struggles too. But I'm just saying, this Maryland game, they scored them scoring 79 points on Howard. I mean, compare for me, Joe, you know better than I do. Compare Howard to Liberty.
I mean, Liberty's better.
Exactly. And I mean, they had something to, you know, they had something solid to prepare for Howard.
No, just the D1AA teams. So. There's some D1AA teams that has talent that can get up and play, you know, sneak up on a D1 team. But Maryland, being who they were, just with the new quarterback, new coach, I think they wanted to prove something. And Howard, they weren't that D1AA team. I think they lost to Kent State last year, like 54-14. So they weren't gonna win that game. And I saw there's a time where a punt. You know, I think they had a safety off of a punt. They had a punt return for a touchdown. Then another time, the punter dropped the ball or something or fumbled the ball, and they tackled them, and they had the ball right there. So there was a lot of plays like that, and they were just in the backfield. They lived in the backfield. So Howard, they're not the same as Liberty, even though Liberty is only 2 years in D1.
I think Liberty's decent. I mean, I think
there's a scholarship distance or difference, first off, you know, so.
Yeah, true. So, anyway, all right. Wrap it up, Joe. Wrap up the Liberty game. At the end of the day, for me, I don't know how much I learned from that other than the defense is impressive. They're impressive.
The defense, is impressive. And just, you know, that, I mean, I think it's. I just don't think we knew what it was. You know, I think that even if Tommy would have thrown a couple interceptions or something, I think people wanted him to come out and at least throw for a couple hundred yards and a touchdown and look kind of crisp. And we did see it last year. But again, I think with trying to be vanilla, maybe changing the offense a little bit, tweaking it from what it was last year, and the offensive line, obviously, with the changes and them having to get ready. So when you change that many starters, you know, it takes a little while to kind of get that cohesion. And like you said, with some of the timely injuries that we had in the off season during the camp, I think that kind of delayed some of that. So, but again, I would expect it to see better after that game. So it didn't look like DeVito or coach were really taking stuff too seriously. And again, I'm just going to waver on the fact that we most likely were trying to stay vanilla and hide some things from the next opponent. So,
yeah, I mean, let's go with that. Okay.
And I expect better. That's it.
I expect better, too. But at the end of the day, 24-0.
Right.
I mean, the spread was 18 and a half.
They covered the spread. They dominated their offense. And our offense didn't need to play good.
I mean, could it have been, what if it was 50-21? Right? They cover the spread. Is it that much more impressive? Joe?
Right.
I don't know. I like 24-0. I'm okay with that.
Everyone wants the best of both worlds, you know?
Exactly. But I'm just
saying. You know how it is nowadays. People, they appreciate the offense more than defense. So, yeah, they want to see points, man.
I mean, points are fun. Let's not downplay that.
But so is watching a defense.
Dominate?
Dominant, yeah. Like, yeah, it got to
they weren't even blitzing a lot.
There was a couple times early where our offense was like bad to where I was like, all right, let's get DeVito on the sideline, coach him up. I want to watch the defense.
Like the first two drives. First two drives were brutal. I mean, a three and out, and then, I don't know, what was that, freaking interception? I don't know. Anyway, and then the muff punt by Sean Riley to start off, but he recovered. But, you know, you got just, it's the beginning of the season jitters, man. You got to chalk up some of it.
Can't expect perfection. Yeah, actually, on top of the fact that that was Liberty's Super Bowl with everything with Hugh Freeze. By the way,
Let's talk about this for one moment. Before we move off from Maryland, whose bright idea was it to wheel this man in front of a large window with a backlit? Whose idea was this? And who allowed the cameras in at the half? And I've got to give Hugh Freeze a ton of credit, because what a vulnerable situation that is to be on display for the world to see you laying in the hospital bed in the background in a suite backlit by 10,000 watts.
My whole thing is that, I mean, I understand it. But why so many times? Like, why did we have to show him so many times? Like, you could have showed him in the beginning, maybe right before halftime, right after halftime, and then at the end when Baber's giving his little thumbs up from the field, and then they went, like, four times tops, dude. I don't know. They had to hit close to, what, 15, 20?
How about a tinted pull shade? Like a pull shade that's tinted. I mean, you see it.
So he can see out, but they can't see in? Something. I mean, come on. Give me something. Unless he was trying to make a spectacle of himself, but I mean, I don't know the guy.
Did you just call it a spectacle?
Well, I'm just saying, if he wanted to put it out there for the world to see and make himself, I don't know if he's trying to make people feel bad for him or I don't know.
I mean,
but I mean, I get it.
If that's me, bro, I don't want to be seen. I'm like, I want to be here, but is there anything?
But then how do you see the field?
You do the tinted pull shade, or you do something. Technology.
Maybe he just assumed that the cameras weren't going to go on him every other minute, but...
Please. Cameras love that stuff. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. All right. Like, come on, dude. Just let him coach the game.
I know. My gosh. And then they interview him at the half, and he's all laying down. He's got his glasses on his chest. I'm just like, oh, this has got to end. I can't watch this poor guy do this interview. Anyway.
Yeah, and he was watching TV, so you know he was watching himself.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was too, because he was staring straight. He wasn't even looking out of the suite. He was looking straight ahead at a TV. So, oh my gosh. Anyway, that had to be mentioned. So that's it. Liberty's a wrap. So you know,
just glad football's back. We got out.
I'm glad football's back
for a little while on offense, but we got out of there 1-0.
We've basically got another game to really try to get these things fixed. And we're going to go over that game, but first, it's time to hear from you.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House, the best damn college sports fans in the nation.
All right. So, fan feedback is back, and the real fan feedback. We try. We try to do fan feedback legit throughout the year, but... It's tough.
It's tough in the off season, man.
It's tough in the off season. So you do polls or whatever, but the true stuff is back. And so we've tried the telephone line. We've tried this. We've had people call in. People leave messages and stuff like that. But I learned from my good buddy Tyler. There's another way to do this. Credit to him for the way he does his. It's a little different format where he just opens the phone lines and sits by the phone and just waits. And if you call, you call. He opens up a window. And so we are going to try that. And I told Tyler we're going to try that, but I'd give him credit for it. So anyway, Joe, I would like to do ours immediately following the game, if we can, maybe for an hour or something like that. We'll just hang tight and answer the calls. We'll tweet it out. We'll Facebook it out. And that way there, you can call. You can get a hold of us live. And we'll record it and we'll throw it into the show later. Why are you snickering like that?
Nothing. I just pulled up a tab and it was Hugh Freeze laying there doing an interview. So I'm just sorry.
So anyway, Anyway,
that's completely irrelevant.
Well, not really, but I was just wondering why you were snickering. So we're going to try that. I actually did not clear that with Joe. I totally forgot to tell him about that. I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, you don't clear me with a lot of things
I'm
nowadays.
I'm sorry, bro. Like what, buddy?
I don't know. Maybe like a read about a blue chew? I don't know. That would have been nice to know about before that.
It would not have been as much fun, though. Now, would it have? No, it would.
Maybe not for you.
Not definitely.
Or anybody else listening.
Right, exactly. So, all right, here we go. Steve, where am I? Am I on Facebook? Is this Facebook? This is Facebook. Steve says, defense looked good after the opening drive, got rid of the nerves and played. Offense needs work. DeVito needs to practice with receivers. Timing was off on many plays. O-line needs to be better on run blocks get to the second level. It's all true.
Yeah. That's all true. Pretty good observations there, buddy.
Timothy says, D was great. O needs to improve, especially the passing game. So we got one that says, especially in the run game. Another one that says, especially in the passing game. I will say this. I'm going to finish this first. Special teams needs to be fine-tuned. Have to cut down on turnovers. We have nothing to worry about with our kickers. Absolutely. Yeah, we knew that, right? So how about DeVito's rolling out of the pocket? He did really good, I thought. And he did really good under pressure for those screen passes, too. Like he threw a couple of those screen passes, man, where he was just backpedaling and they were money.
So, oh, yeah. They were good. They were safe. He made sure that they weren't going to get picked off or anything bad was going to happen. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but like we saw what he can do last year. It's just getting there.
Right. Exactly. I think it's
the whole team is the whole offense is a unit. Getting
exactly.
to where they were last year.
The cohesion.
You know,
that's, we keep hearing this word. Tyler said it.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's the cohesion. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Alex says, couldn't watch it. Had to work, so I'm pretty pissed about that. But from a look at the stats, DeVito was rusty and Mo Neal is our guy. I mean, that's a pretty good observation. I don't even need to watch the games anymore. I just look at the stats, I guess. Lori says, defense finally showed up. DeVito needs some work and timing issues with the receivers, but I'll take the W. And thank God I don't have to listen to those announcers or the idiots in the studio. Very valid points. Joe, I know you were around a lot of people. Could you hear the broadcasters and everything? They were annoying. They were annoying.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, you heard from people too?
Oh, yeah, I heard about it because it was like it was a local Liberty broadcast, I believe.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, you could tell. You could tell. So, yeah. I mean, it's cheesy.
Buckshot.
They kept calling it buckshot.
Everybody
went, buckshot this, buckshot that. They didn't say buckshot get taken down 8 times. They didn't say anything about that. Yeah. Kevin says, would have liked to see more lopsided score, but I'll take the W. Again, yeah, we all love the scoring, right? That's obvious. Right. So,
I mean, we saw what Vegas had us at. I mean, that's the bar.
Vegas that's the bar. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Vegas is usually pretty close, so... To see the line being 18, 19, or 20, or whatever it is, then to expect, 30, 40? I mean, it was pretty lopsided when you look at the yardage.
It was 24-0's lopsided to me. Now, he said more lopsided, which, I mean, I get it. That's fun. if not now, when 84? Offense sucked. DeVito needs to shake off the rust. The D is top in the country. I'm good with a shutout, but we should have put up 60 on these fools. Okay. Hey, I'm with you, Mike.
Come on, man.
Lower the
expectations.
The D is, I think, a top defense in the country. We're not going to really know until we really get into some ACC play, but, I mean, they're really good. Yeah. They're really good. I still think it was not that big of a test, though. Do you know?
No.
Right? So, yeah.
I mean, I understand. It's not going to be, not close to this.
Yeah, we're not getting
test,
eight sacks and fumble recoveries and what was there, 4 turnovers? So 2 fumble right. recoveries and 2 interceptions. So anyway,
I mean, I can understand 24 from the offense, not really knowing what the other team's going to do and having a couple of the turnovers that we had, some of the penalties. But I expect that with progression.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like we have to get better like between now, like that game and next week.
Yeah. So, anyway, at Tony Cuse 44, Well, we'll talk about it in a second. It was pretty ugly win, but much better than a pretty loss. When things aren't going well, rely on your strength, which is obviously our defense, especially the pass rush. And the pass rush, they disrupted quarterbacks all last year. I understand we got some different players in there. But, Joe, there was one thing that stuck out that I read a little about and that you realized watching the game. The question at linebacker, not super worried about linebacker.
No, not anymore.
No, really good.
Lakeem Williams is all over the place.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We talked about him, 11 tackles.
1.5 sacks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's the one thing, I mean, that's going to be the key, I think, for this year, too. It's getting up early. If we get up early and we get it to where teams have to pass, get them passing downs and stuff like that, I really feel like that's going to be our strength because we have ball hawks for corners in secondary, and we can bait quarterbacks into getting interceptions if we have the pass rush. And I mean, I think we have the pass rush. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's just, you know, I think that's going to be the key from here on going forward, especially, I mean, let's start next week. But again,
they were rushing three a lot of times too. They weren't actually fully engaged.
They rushed three and got a sack. Kendall Coleman did one time. So I just think that, you know, that that's your strength, and they're going to be able to keep us in. They're going to be able to keep us in games almost every game as long as we don't get down early.
Yeah, I'm just going to call this guy Kyle Nabby. That's what I'm going to call him, Kyle Nabby. @KyleNabbyWannick. Why did I try it when I said I was going to call him one thing and then I still tried it? Anyways, Kyle says, D was excellent, great pressure on the quarterback, and the run game was completely stopped. O was shaking off Russ, but Tommy DeVito will improve, and run game was strong. Broadcast left something to be desired. Thumbs down emoji. Yes, absolutely. They stunk.
I agree with everything.
Yes. And I believe this is the last one. Nope, I got a couple more. @GarrettTim. O will be better, especially the timing between Tommy DeVito and receivers. D was lights out. Liberty was better than people thought. We can't have three turnovers in a game anymore. Riley will return a couple punts for TDs this year. That's his prediction. Cisco will have a couple pick sixes. Kicking game, good to go. So
there's a lot there.
Liberty was, I think, I agree. Liberty is better than I thought they were going to be. We knew that their offense was okay, but their defense could be shredded. But this, either, no matter how you look at it, regardless of what they did last year, it's a different coach. They obviously are not as bad as we thought. So
yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, not bad. I mean,
considering the experience that they had from their offensive line and the running backs that they had and a senior quarterback, I expected, honestly, a little bit more, unless our defense is that good and they just kind of got talked up. I think that receiver, Gandy Golden's pretty good.
NFL receiver,
he's,
for sure.
He's pretty legit. So yeah, he had a pretty good game. But again, we got to a point where we were just pinning our ears back and there's just nothing they could do. So I do think that Liberty is better than what we thought and what people expected, and it's going to be interesting to see how they fare for the rest of the season in their games.
Yeah, it will be interesting.
I'm cheering for them to prove some people wrong. It'd be great if they went on a little run and all of a sudden they're like
damn, I mean, Syracuse beat them 24-0.
They don't have the hardest schedule, but either way,
so what? I mean, right, you gotta start somewhere. They gotta make a name for themselves somehow. So anyway, was there more there? Oh, Riley will return a couple punts for touchdowns this year. I mean, completely possible. He's a speedy dude, man.
Yeah, I hate that he fumbled the first one, but I mean, he's a senior and he's got his head's on straight when it comes to that. Maybe if he was a freshman or sophomore, he would have got under his head. But
yeah, he shook it off. It's all good. Yeah. @BigE_228, it's a win. 3-0. It's a win. 3-0 or 79-0, it's still a check mark in the W column. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 79-0 would be nice, though, Eric. Let's be honest.
I know.
So, thank you, all of you, for taking the time to tweet. Let's mix it up.
Welcome.
Let's mix it up next week. Let's do the tweets with the, what you call it? calling in. Let's try that. Let's try that out and see if it works. Because if it doesn't, I'm done with it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I might be drunk.
What'd you say? You might be drunk. It's a noon game. Yeah, he might be drunk. He's right. That's going to make it even better. And here's the thing that I want to do to just like kind of sweeten this deal up a little bit. There's a couple listeners that I know we've got Tyler and we've got people like that. But there's a couple listeners it would be really cool to have them in on the calls too, just for a few calls. So, you know, hey, maybe you can be like Gio, like our buddy Gio. So, there's a couple more. Anyway, that's all we got for fan feedback. We are going to get into Maryland. We're going to get into Maryland. But I got to tell you about something real super fast.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, Joe. Jeez. Joe knows what's coming. This is his jam. Did you know, Joe, 75% of our audience are men?
Found that out last podcast.
That means the other 25% listening right now are cringing because they know what's coming.
Yeah.
And here's what's coming. Listen up, guys. Hey, Joe, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Do you?
Still
do. You want to increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed? Listen up. BlueChew.com. It's blue like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You know it works, folks. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full or empty stomach. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. You never know, folks. You never know. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence when it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys talk a good game, Joe, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. None. That's it. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew...
Kind of feel awkward right now.
and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for you. Our listeners, visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay the $5 shipping. Get 6 pills for $5. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code ARMCHAIR. Try it for free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And let me just, so you know, I was told to add this into the mix. So, just so you know, all you got to do, all right, this is per Andrew, CEO of Armchair Media. That's all you got to do. Go to BlueChew.com, fill out the info that says your heart won't explode if you get a put in the promo code ARMCHAIR, then it will connect you with a 30-second nurse video chat. Then send it in a blank envelope and boom. That's it. That's all you gotta do. $5.
No, that's it.
Pills.
Huh?
That's it. $5, 6 pills. And we all know. Let's wrap this up. You guys want to talk about Maryland. So my bookie. We know from about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago, that they are going to double your first deposit. All you got to do is use the promo code CHAIR. You activate this offer. You throw in $50, they'll give you $100. That's promo code CHAIR to activate that offer. Again, go visit mybookie.ag today, because when you're there and you play and you win, you get paid. Thank you to my bookie. All right, Joe. So it is time to talk about Maryland. I know you've been itching to do this. So, Maryland, oh, we talked...
No,
we
had to do my bookie twice.
Yeah, I was asked to hit that up one quick time in the middle.
Oh.
I just do what I'm told around here. Joe?
Yeah.
Maryland is coming off a 79-0 win over Howard. We talked about that. They opened the season with this. They had their backup quarterback, Tyrell Pegrom. He scored two touchdown. He had two touchdown passes, and the starter had four. They scored 56 points in the first half, and that set a school record. So Maryland, they went ahead and hired Alabama offensive coordinator Mike Locksley. Mike Locksley is actually familiar with Maryland. He served as the interim head coach for Maryland in 2015 after, who was it? Randy Edsall was fired. His record as interim head coach was 1-5. That last win came against the Rutgers. At the end of 2015, he was hired as Alabama's offensive coordinator, and he was rehired by Maryland at the end of 2018. Last year, all this transpired. They dedicated their season to offensive lineman Jordan McNair, who died as a result of practice in extremely warm temperatures. And the head coach there, DJ Durkin, he was first suspended, then fired because of that. They did take out Texas last year, and they went into overtime with Ohio State, but they failed a two-point conversion and lost that. So, you know, they had something to play for last year. But do they have something to play for this year, Joe? The 79-0 game against Howard, was it a fluke? Does Howard suck? What's up? What do you know about Maryland? Educate us.
I know that the culture around there is definitely way better than what it was last year. Obviously, like you said, everything with Coach Durkin and the McNair death and everything that was going on with the controversy around it all year, I think it affected everything as far as, I mean, the Maryland, the area, the fan base, the school, the play on the field. They only won two games, I believe. So, again, they weren't a very successful team last year, but they bring in a lot of graduate transfers. I know they got a linebacker transfer from Clemson. I know they had another, I believe, receiver, a tight end transfer from Buffalo. The quarterback's a graduate transfer from Virginia Tech, Josh Jackson. So they have some players that came in there, and with Mike Locksley, him being a coordinator from Alabama, he's obviously coming from a program with Nick Saban and everything where, you know, they run a tight ship and, you know, he knows how to run a program. So
he's probably learned a few things since in those three years under Nick Saban.
Right. And he's an offensive coordinator coming from there. So, and again, this isn't a team that doesn't have talent. Like you said, I mean, they were right there against Ohio State and some of these other teams. I just think that with everything that was going on surrounding the controversy and off the field stuff and everything, I just think that it bled onto the whole team, the coaches, the way that they played on the field. And I think that they were better than what they were last year. And I think that they're better than what people think this year. Now, I don't think that Howard is a formidable opponent to base a crazy evaluation on, but I think it's safe to say that Saturday is not going to be an easy game.
No, I don't think it's going to be easy. And if I would be lying to you if I said I wasn't a little bit nervous about it. Maryland, home turf, coming off a huge win. Like you said, the culture has changed, and that reminds us of another program where the culture has changed, and you see the difference with the Syracuse Orange. So it's a big deal, man.
Yeah, well,
it's a big deal.
Yeah. Though our culture change is winning, and that's where I think the main thing could come into play, because as far as X's and O's and having the – being fourth year at Dino Babers, this is only the second game of this coach. So, again, it was a nice scrimmage to get his guys ready and to see what he's got. But from all intents and purposes and everything that I've heard, the defense looks like they're going to be pretty formidable pretty much all year. But the offense, they're still trying to figure out the offensive line just like we are. The quarterback, that was his, you know, first start with that team. They do have talented receivers and some talented running backs. But again, they're excited about the season, but as far as the culture of winning and being there, it's not there yet. So again, we don't know how this team is going to act when it comes across adversity and stuff like that. And it's the same thing with last year. It just seemed like once they got down, then they kind of had a tough time coming back. So there's ways to beat this team and everything, but the way that we started this past week and everything is exactly what we don't want. We can't do.
It's going to have to, it's a quick turnaround with some pretty fundamental things to change, but yet, you know, the O-line itself takes more than, right. takes more than a few days of practice to turn around, in my opinion. But the stuff with DeVito and the receivers, you know, that's something that I think can be fixed.
Well, yeah, and I think that they're going to find – I think this offense is going to find a problem with our defense, and I think it's going to frustrate them. So, again – I think it just comes down to our defense is going to be played. They're going to play good enough for us to win the game. It's just what is our offense going to do?
Yeah.
So, and I think that they stayed pretty vanilla against Howard. And I mean, backup quarterback was in, I think, by the second quarter. So again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see.
Let's see what happens when they're in there and there's adversity and it's a close game, or, you know, or they get down or something, or a big play happens.
It's the adversity. You got to be able to step up to the plate. But the spread at mybookie.ag opened up giving Maryland 3, and they're giving Syracuse 2.5 right now. So, Joe, everybody wants to know. You go ahead. You took Liberty last week. Took Cuse, giving Liberty 18.5. You win that one. You're 1-0. Going into Maryland, Joe. Syracuse, giving 2 points. What say you?
They're getting 2 points?
2.5.
2.5. Okay. Yep. Well, I think the first two games, I think coming into this year, a lot of people and a lot of fans, I think, just looked over the first two games and went straight to Clemson. And I think these two teams are, Liberty and Maryland, are similar in the fact that they have brand new coaching staffs with not a lot of tape out there and not a lot of things to allow the coaching staff to get the team as prepared as they would like. So I think that's a blessing and a curse in both ways, because I think that a lot of people expected it to be easier, and it's not, because of these things that just happen sometimes in football that, you know, could take a quarter or a half to start figuring some stuff out when it comes down to new coaching changes and systems and personnel and stuff. So when football and everything, tape and being able to watch and to get ready is everything. And that's what gives you the leg up, and that's how coaches get their game plans. So that's, I think, what hurt us with Liberty, and I think it's going to hurt us again with Maryland, and I think it's going to come down to the fact that fans are probably going to look at these two games and say that we won ugly, oh, the offense doesn't look good, this, and that, but I think it just comes down to those factors. I do think that Syracuse will win the game, I think it's going to come down to the end of the fourth quarter. It might be the last team that scores, but I don't think, judging by last week, and look at those defenses, I don't know how many points are going to be scored. Maryland's not putting up 79 again. Let's just put it that way. So,
yeah, I mean, like we said, it's kind of apples and oranges to compare Liberty to Howard.
Yeah.
So it's not even, there's no argument to be made right there.
Well, just like I said, it just sucks because there's minimal things that we can kind of be prepared for as far as coaching wise and kids wise. You know, you'd like to be very, very just prepared for what the team's going to do, have a game plan and go into it. And it's tough as a coach and as players when you don't really have that, and you got to figure it out as the game is going on. So again, sometimes that makes a difference and it hurts a team. And I think that's why these two games are going to be just ugly wins. And I know that the fans don't want to sit here and have to cringe and get all nervous.
You got to be realistic, though. I mean,
to beat Liberty and Maryland. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can call Liberty an ugly win, but at the end of the day.
Well, but there's still going to be the people that say we should have scored more, you know, and yeah, even if we beat Maryland by 3 in a tough game, people are going to say we should have beat them more. They only beat Howard, and Howard's trash. But, you know, it's just – that's how people are always going to look at it. So, again, I think that that's why part of the last game looked ugly. I think that part of this game, maybe early, will look ugly as well, because
– yeah, I agree. That's why I'm nervous. It's what kind of ugly – how does Maryland capitalize on our ugliness on offense? if they can, and that's kind of like where it lies with me. I'm not worried about, ain't no way Maryland's putting up 50 points, 40 points. Yeah, no way. No way.
It shouldn't.
No way. So, anyway, that being said, that's pretty much all I got, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says.
Yeah, that's...
That means
yeah.
he's done. So...
Maybe.
I could cut your mic at any time. So...
All right.
So, anyway...
Yeah, so I'm taking Syracuse plus 2.5.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I think that's a good pick. We'll see. You're 1-0. By the way, last year, I don't ever remember him not taking Syracuse regardless of what the spread was, but... Whatever.
I think the bye week.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
The bye week.
The bye week. Okay. You're right. You did not pick Syracuse. This is true. So, what was I going to say? That's it. I'm searching for something to talk about, guys. I'm sorry. It's it. It's all I got. Thank you to all of you who participated in fan feedback. Thank you to MyBookie, Blue Chew, Armchair Media Network, James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.